If Democrat Ben Jealous wins, it'll be the first time Maryland elects an African-American. WTOP's Kate Ryan spent a week talking to residents from Frederick County to Baltimore City to find out what matters to them. We begin our new series, Voter Voices, with the first stop in Montgomery County.
Gaithersburg resident Aretha Steele takes the MARC rail train to Silver Spring every day.
I take this. It's 25 minutes and I live about 8 minutes down the road. It saves me about $55 a month.
So transportation is important to her. In Montgomery County, Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1, but that doesn't mean that Republican Governor Larry Hogan is out of luck. Steele says she will consider him, and she had to search her memory to recall who the Democratic challenger is.
I think his name is Ben Jealous. I don't want to go by what other people say. I want to be for the right person. I don't want to be for a party.
I caught up with Keith Early right outside of Plum's Barbershop in Old Town Gaithersburg.
I'm going to take pretty much any Democrat over Hogan, because as good as he may be on fiscal matters, he's not an across-the-board kind of anti-Trump person.
Early says Jealous is not a perfect candidate, but will get his vote. Amoy Taylor of Montgomery Village says when it comes to voting, she's got homework to do. Education is her top priority, specifically school security.
Especially now with the heightened violence in schools or out of schools with the young kids, I would say now more than ever.
Tacoma Park resident Daryl Burrell on Governor Hogan.
He is more moderate than I think of as a Republican, and that's a point in his favor.
But he says,
as far as getting my vote, he would never get my vote. I don't think I've ever voted for a Republican.
On the Silver Spring Tacoma Park campus of Montgomery College, student Kamaya Bamfo is a first-time voter. The issue that concerns her?
Financial aid and how to, like, provide it for everyone that's, like, in need.
She's registered as a Democrat but remains unimpressed with both parties.
I mean, like, both sides give, like, good views. They just don't know how to come together and make something happen.
Now, these voters are all African American, and three say they are open to looking at Governor Larry Hogan. Bruce DePoit, senior reporter with Maryland Matters, on why that's important.
Jealous must have strong turnout among younger voters, progressive voters, and voters of color. They must come out in enormous number to offset the losses that he's likely to get among whites and older voters and voters who lean right in their political viewpoint.
Todd Eberle is an associate professor at St. Mary's College of Maryland.
If Larry Hogan can manage to get into the 40% range in Montgomery County and do as well as expected in all of those other counties beyond the I-95 corridor, it becomes very hard for him to lose this race.
Read more about our series, Voter Voices, at WTOP.com. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.